Sister Ina Canabaro was born in 1908. She was 6 years old when the First World War began in 1914. The soccer-loving nun from Brazil is believed to be the world's oldest living person at 116 years old. LongeviQuest is an organization that keeps records of people over 110 years old around the world. It released a statement on Saturday saying that Canabaro is the world's oldest person having proof of early life records. LongeviQuest filmed a video of Canabaro last February. Canabaro can be seen smiling, making jokes, and sharing small paintings she used to make of wildflowers. The video also shows her saying a Catholic prayer called the Hail Mary. "I'm young, pretty, and friendly, all very good, positive qualities that you have, too," the nun told visitors to her retirement home in the southern Brazilian city of Porto Alegre. Canabaro says the secret to her long life is her Catholic religious belief. Kleber Canabaro is her 84-year-old nephew. He told the Associated Press that Sister Ina was so thin during childhood that many people worried that she would not live to be an adult. Her nephew spends time with her every Saturday. He has been sending her voice messages between visits to help her feel better following two visits to the hospital that left her weak with difficulty talking. The other sisters say she gets a jolt when she hears my voice, he said. She gets excited. LongeviQuest researchers say Canabaro was born on June 8, 1908, to a large family in southern Brazil. But her nephew said her birth was registered 2 weeks late and she was actually born on May 27th. She started religious work when she was a teenager. She spent 2 years in Montevideo, Uruguay, before moving to Rio de Janeiro. She later settled in her home state of Rio Grande do Sul. Canabaro taught school for most of her life. One of her students was General João Figueiredo, a military leader and politician who served as the 30th President of Brazil from 1979 to 1985. Sister Ina also started two marching bands at schools in two cities sharing the border between Uruguay and Brazil. Pope Francis honored Canabaro for her 110th birthday. She is the second oldest nun ever known, after Lucille Randon of France, who was the world's oldest person until her death in 2023 at the age of 118. The local soccer club where Canabaro lives is named Inter. The club celebrates the birthday of its oldest fan every year. Her room is decorated with gifts in the team's red and white colors, her nephew said. White or black, rich or poor, whoever you are, Inter is the team of the people, Canabaro said in one video posted on social media. The video shows her celebrating her 116th birthday with the club's president. LongeviQuest said Kanabaro became the oldest living person following the death of Japan's Tomiko Itoka in December. She now ranks as the 20th oldest documented person to have ever lived. The organization says Frenchwoman Jeanne Calment, who died in 1997 at the age of 122, was the oldest documented person ever. I'm Andrew Smith.